Welcome to Indians for Indians, a regular weekly feature here at WNAD each Tuesday afternoon at 1:35. And now here's your host, George Crossland.
Thank you very much, Lindley, and good afternoon to all of you who are listening. We'll start off this afternoon with the announcements and get them quickly out of the way because we have some live music here, as it's called. From Oklahoma City and the Powwow Club, they wish to announce that the dates of their summer powwow will be July 26th, 27th, and 28th, as always, at the Indian Hills Park in Oklahoma City. The head singer this year will be Louis Fawfaw, the head dancer Steve Mopope, and the head woman dancer Rhoda Compton. Everyone is invited. Rations and meat will be provided the first day and meat only the next 2 days. And this is a reminder to those of you who are members of any club which will be sponsoring a powwow this summer. The Sequoia Club here at the university would like to invite you to come to our studios here at WNAD. And in order to publicize your dance, just bring your drum along and sing a few songs for us. We sure certainly would appreciate it. A birthday dance will be held Sunday, June the 16th at Steve Mopope's Dance Ground west of Anadarko. A supper will be served after the dance. Please bring your own dishes. The chairman and vice chairman, Robert Fletcher and George Lone Bear, are no longer connected with the Dog Patch Powwow Committee because of other obligations. From Charles Pratt, the drum keeper for the Hominy District, and his family, and the War Dance Committee of Hominy, all which wish to express appreciation to all their friends for their cooperation in making the recent war dance a success. There will be a benefit hand game tonight at 7:30 at the Hominy Indian Village, sponsored by the War Dance Committee, in preparation for the Pawhuska War Dances to be held this coming weekend. The Maud Reynolds Memorial Mission at Little Axe will celebrate the 11th anniversary of its founding this Sunday. We hope that all who have been a part of the life of the mission will be with us. Services begin at 11 a.m. This is sent in by the Reverend Ted Williams. A bingo game will be held at Ed Max on Wednesday, June the 12th at 6 p.m. The Sac and Fox Club members bring one prize. This is a very important event because it's the funds from it will be used for the dance, which is scheduled for Gordon Cooper, Major Gordon Cooper, the latest astronaut. And this is to be done at a later date, of course. This is by Carol Patterson, president of the Sac and Fox Club. The Binger All-Indian Tournament has been postponed because the diamond is under construction. The new dates are July the 12th, 13th, and 14th. For any further information, contact Fred Parton in Anadarko. There will be a state camp meeting in Carnegie of the Pentecost Church of God, and it's located 3¼ miles southeast of Carnegie on July the 7th through the 14th. Everyone is welcome. Three meals will be served daily and three services daily. So come and enjoy the food for the body and the spiritual food from God. Lots of good singing and preaching. Bring your own camping equipment and stay a while. There will be a dance following a business meeting Saturday, June the 15th. The dancers will be selected for the Indian Fair. The place is the Caddo Community Building at the Binger Y. A rummage sale and hand game at the YWCA 320 Park Avenue in Oklahoma City will be Thursday, June the 6th. The rummage sale starts around 2:30 p.m. On Friday evening, June the 14th at 6:30 p.m. in the home of Susie Nestel, there will be a drum ceremony for A.C. Shalpaw and family. The headmen are asking all members of the Apache Blackfoot Society to bring their gifts and cooked food for the beating of the drum Friday, June the 14th. This afternoon, we have in our studios with us a group here who will be singing, Melvin Gionetti and Katie Edwards, and they'd like to dedicate the following songs to all their friends in Oklahoma and in Kansas. So now we'll turn the program over to them and hear some good singing.
Ah!
Here's one more announcement until we launch into the final phase of the music this afternoon. A new University of Oklahoma program designed to help state Indians learn more about adult education and to acquaint them with community resources has been announced by Dr. George L. Cross, president of the University of Oklahoma. The far-reaching educational effort, which grew out of a successful pilot project among members of the Comanche tribe in the Lawton area, will be conducted by OU's Southwest Center for Human Relations Studies. Our basic goal is to encourage Indian groups to take the initiative in developing their own programs of self-improvement, said Dr. William R. Carmack, director of the Human Relations Center. We also hope to create a better channel of communication between Indians and non-Indians, in addition to exploring in depth such problems as economic development and social adjustment, he added. There are many staff members at the university who look forward to taking part in this project, Carmack said. More than a dozen participated in the weekly workshops held at Lawton. Four communities will be selected to begin the project this summer. Indian participants, community leaders, and university staff members will meet together to set up goals and outline a program. Sessions will be open to all Indians living in the area served by each project, Carmack stressed, and participation will not require extensive academic training. If the experience at Lawton is typical, it can be expected that participants will range all the way from persons with only 2 or 3 years of formal schooling to college graduates, he explained. Approximately 35 Comanches attended university-sponsored meetings for 4 months at the Fort Sill Indian School, then decided to continue on their own. OU staff members still are called upon from time to time when questions involving specialized fields arise. Unlike other minority groups, the Indian has no background of concentrated effort in his own behalf, Carmack said. Tribal loyalties, while still strong, are less significant than they were in the past, and few organizations other than the United States Bureau of Indian Affairs actively seek to coordinate the activities of Indians of all Oklahoma tribes. Resources of the university must be extended, he explains, not to impose any master plan, but to assist Indian groups in obtaining educational experiences which reflect their needs, interests, and levels of present accomplishment. An important part of each program, Carmack explained, will be to acquaint participants with the services and resources available to them, including those offered by OU and various local, state, and federal agencies. The entire project is being financed by a $25,570 grant from the Anadarko Area Office of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. A full-time project coordinator will be added to the Human Relations Center staff very soon, Carmack said, and regular sessions will be underway in all four communities by the fall. So now we'll continue with our singing this afternoon.
Wait,
You've been listening to Indians for Indians from WNAD in Norman, Oklahoma. Portions of the preceding were pre-recorded. Adults who do not hold a college degree may now earn the bachelor or liberal studies degree from the University of Oklahoma here in Norman.